This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, it would work if I actually had it turned up. Let's try that again. Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And joining us now from the beautiful confines, I guess, I hope, of Beaufort, North Carolina, that would be Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Did you hear what was happening there in the beginning there, Paloma? This is what happens when you're doing a live radio show and you lose your place. And you forget to turn something up, or you forget to hit the right button or something. It's the drama is never ending.
I'm not all that great with electronics, so I'm happy to be able to leave it to you.
Okay, good. That just means more stuff's going to get messed up. Anyway, what is the latest on the January 6th hoax that is...
Multiple headlines all in very short order. I'll give you all three as a top line, and we can go from there. Enrique Tarrio, leader of the Proud Boys, indicted. Guy Reffitt, guilty on all five counts at the conclusion of the first trial concerning the events of January 6th, and District Judge Carl Nichols issued a decision that differs from other judges concerning the definitely filed charge of obstruction of Congress, pointing out that is not what the statute section is about. Where would you like to start?
Well, the first question I would have is, did the judge not know where the statute lay? Does it have to be explained by a lawyer?
No, I mean, this judge, Judge Nichols, might be the only judge who's actually read this statute. This is the one that you and I have discussed the DOJ attorneys constantly, right up to 2 days ago in the most recent indictment issued, insist on calling obstruction of Congress, which is not the title of the statute section. It is not the content of the subdivision. And it is absolutely not a subheader of subdivision they keep fighting.
Is there such a law?
Mm-hmm. No.
There's no such law as obstruction of Congress.
Not a law titled that, no.
Okay.
The section they keep citing to charge people with obstruction of Congress has to do with tampering with witnesses and evidence in a criminal prosecution. So it's not even close. It's not like the statute is interrupting Congress and they're using the word obstructing Congress. It's just not even close. And the history of the statute relates to Sarbanes-Oxley, and it has to do with criminal prosecutions and what happens when people start shredding piles of evidence and intimidating witnesses so that they don't show up to testify in criminal court. None of which has anything to do with the Electoral College, and the question of fact, whether it was interrupted by the events of January 6th or something else. So what's great in this instance is, in the case of Garrett Miller, Judge Nichols now has created a conflicting opinion. We love, if you do appellate work, and I do appellate work, we appellate attorneys love conflicting opinions because it gives you somewhere to put a toehold as you're trying to climb that mountain to get the higher court, so your Circuit Court of Appeals or your United States Supreme Court, to say you are right, as between the battling forces of attorneys on both sides of statutory interpretation. I know it doesn't sound perhaps very interesting to you, but these are the big battles that appellate attorneys really live for, is you get two judges, two attorneys, and then you really have engagement for the appellate judges. They get more interested in what's going on. So we stand a chance.
I can't believe we're still having it. It's here we are, March 2022.
Yeah.
And we're still debating terms like obstruction of Congress.
Thank you, Bill. Yes. Yes, exactly. And why are we debating this? Because the Department of Justice, under then lead counsel Michael Sherwin,
yes,
said, shock and awe campaign. He went on 60 Minutes and he told us what he was going to do. Charge as many people as possible by January 20th and keep going.
Right.
They did not take any time to think about what they were doing. The first indictment that contained this provision, obstruction of Congress, which is not there, was January 16th. There was no thought. There was no actual legal strategy. There was no contemplation of, okay, before we get going, because nobody had been arrested, nobody was arrested on January 6th. It's not like you had a person in a jail cell already awaiting charges or an arraignment. You had no pressure at the United States Department of Justice the morning of January 7th, the day after. You had no pressure, or did you? Or did you?
Where would you think said pressure might have come from?
Well, given that Michael Sherwin's entire campaign, and he's never backed away from it, and he's never apologized, and he's even recently resurfaced as some kind of an expert commentator for the Washington Post on these January 6th cases, it had to come from someone with access to justice, meaning the Department of Justice, not Lady Justice, who clearly right. is on the sidelines trying to make some play calls here. And you have to remember that a lot of these offices and agencies of the federal government have career bureaucrats in them, have 9,500 attorneys in them. And so even if it is the President of the United States, Donald Trump, with an inbound President-elect Joe Biden, there's points of access all over the place. Anybody could have spoken with Sherwin. Sherwin himself could have simply unilaterally decided, I'm taking sides in this football game, and I want to be the hero.
You know, when I hear about this, and when you tell me that there's no such law, there's no such term, and this is a thing that I never see on the right. But do you remember the first time Barack Obama was elected president and somebody made him a seal for the office of the president-elect, which doesn't
no.
exist?
Right, it's not an office.
No, and it just seems like they're creating things out of whole cloth. And you know what? We're coming up on the first break. I want to ask you about that. What happens when they are what they're putting out there that is made up out of whole cloth, and what you think that does to damage your case? We are talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, about the January 6th travesty. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
choice.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Paloma Capanna about the January 6th nonsense, I guess my question to this would be, since there's no such law as obstruction of Congress on the books, and was Congress the places where everybody was going into, were those prior to that day, prior to that election, prior to that certification, were they normally open to the public?
Yeah,
and then, including that day,
you know, I'm steadfast in my belief, including that day, the Capitol was open.
So this, of course, leads me to the next question of, so if it was open, how can it be illegal in any such way for them to show up there, whether they're dressed like, you know, the Viking guy or whatever it is they did and whatever they wanted to do? We know that the cops opened doors. We know that the cops pulled back barricades and stuff such as that. And still, we have these little kangaroo courts going on.
Well, let's make it easier than that.
Sure. Okay.
Let's forget about the January 6th defendants for a minute, and let's zero in on the congressional testimony from February 2021 of then United States Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun, who testified and also submitted a written statement that he ordered the Capitol building to be closed at 12:52 p.m. He did that because word reached him of the pipe bomb located at the RNC and the DNC. When Sund was asked questions by various members of Congress concerning that testimony, he was very clear, very calm, very credible. It had nothing to do with anything going on outside the building that potentially was coming his way. He had not even yet seen the first group of people approaching the Capitol. He issued a shut down the Capitol out of an abundance of caution because of the investigation into the pipe bombs by the RNC and the DNC, which are near the Capitol. You can't order a shutdown of a building that is already closed.
Does he actually have the authority to shut it down at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there is absolutely nothing that I have reviewed, and I have been obsessively looking for it since January 6th, that suggests or is in an email or has come up in testimony that anybody, whether they had legal authority to do it or not, ordered the Capitol to be closed at any time prior to Chief Sun doing so at 12:52 p.m. In fact, let me tell you how poorly that was executed.
Okay.
Vice President Pence did not gavel in the joint session of Congress until 1:09 p.m. They were engaged. They even heard objections concerning the state of Arizona's ballot. Representative Gosar made his statement. Senator Cruz made his statement. They both demonstrated their written objection to the same. So you've got that going on as well. Sun did not even get on the cell phone to the Secret Service. There was no Secret Service person in the command center that Sun was staffing. No. The Capitol building was open and everybody was relaxed. All the intelligence going into January 6th was stable. That has always been the testimony from every single witness, with the exception of two specific pieces, the Norfolk memo and the Donahue memo, that both contained a sentence each. And neither of the authors of those two memos have testified, and neither of those memos have ever been produced. Other than that, it was so stable that the mayor of D.C., the day before, Tuesday, the afternoon of January 5th, said no added security in my city. So, I mean, this thing was all good to go. and the building is ordered to be closed by Chief's son at 12:53. Guy Reffitt is also convicted this week at the conclusion of the first trial, including on the obstruction of Congress charge.
Right.
So Judge Nichols' decision does not overturn it instantly. He is only, if you will, a district judge. But it calls into question that portion of the Reffitt verdict. It calls into question anyone who has taken a plea deal using that charge as the basis of a plea deal.
Right.
And at least according to the Washington Post, they are saying that their database says there's 275 remaining people with that charge pending.
How many have already been through the system?
Nearly 800 charged, and just over 150 have taken plea deals, plus now the one conviction. So you're running roughly 20% have settled out. So Judge Nichols' decision throws a little bit of a touch of drama and a little wrench into the Department of Justice's grand scheme to simply skewer as many people as possible under that charge.
And into their little workings. Yeah.
Yes, fascinating development.
Last time we spoke, I was asked by a listener if I thought that Trump, if he were reelected, would pardon all of these people. And will there be, you know what, we'll talk about that on the other side, because we're coming up on another break, Paloma. I know you're a radio veteran.
How can that be already?
Because, you know, it's all due to the dazzling host. It's all about that. Tell everybody how to find you.
Indeed. QAMPatriot.com.
Talking with Paloma Cabana, attorney at law, about the January 6th faux-surrection. It wasn't an insurrection. There's nobody. Nobody's head is on a pipe or pike. Everybody kept their heads. It wasn't an insurrection. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump told Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel on her Real America podcast that Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as leaders of other nations, felt more powerful when they saw how badly the United States left Afghanistan.
I think when Putin and when Xi and when Kim Jong-un and when the Iranian leaders, I think they saw what happened in Afghanistan, and I think that gave them a new sense of power and dignity.
In the podcast, Trump said that Putin took over Georgia and Crimea when former President Barack Obama was in office, but he did not go after Ukraine when he was in office because we were very tough on Russia. Four people died early this morning in a South Chicago suburb when an SUV hit a rail car of a moving freight train at a crossing and caught fire. The Dodge Durango struck the CSX train, killing the vehicle's four occupants. This is USA Radio News. Governors around the nation are looking for help from the federal government at the gas pump.
The Democratic governors say the move is to alleviate pump prices exceeding $4 per gallon. The governors from Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pushed for the suspension in a letter Tuesday to congressional leaders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is up for re-election, but a spokesperson said she does not support temporarily freezing the state's 27.2 cents per gallon gas tax or the 6% sales tax on fuel. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And a grand jury in Colorado has indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on counts related to probes into alleged election equipment tampering and official misconduct. Peters was indicted on felony and misdemeanor charges connected into an investigation into an election security breach at the county's office last year. Belinda Kinsley, Peters' deputy, was also indicted in the case. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and I was talking about how I'd been asked if I thought the next Republican president that I'm almost certain is going to happen now. would be the one, or Trump, if it is he, would pardon these people. And I wanted to know what your thoughts might be on that. Would that be, that would be quite the undertaking, wouldn't it? Or would it?
It would. For me, if I were in the Oval Office, you really would have to have three or four really trusted attorneys go through all file to separate out, for example, those who engaged in actual physical assault of law enforcement officers and try to get some deeper understanding. It's funny when you look, for example, at the new indictment of Enrique Tarrio. I can give you and the listeners part of the reason why I'm always hedging on that question. Because we still don't definitely know how many of the folks who were there were actually FBI agents, provocateurs, etc. And the Enrique Tarrio indictment at paragraph 76 actually does give a really good teaching example of that. So Biggs, Mr. Biggs, is actually a co-defendant, Joseph Biggs, and The indictment alleges that at 12:53 p.m., Biggs was approached by an individual whose identity is known to the grand jury. Person is not named in this indictment. The individual put one arm around Biggs' shoulder and spoke to him. Approximately 1 minute later, this individual crossed the barrier that restricted access to the Capitol grounds. This was the first barrier protecting the Capitol grounds to be breached on January 6, 2021. Okay. Who is it? Is this person not named because they are an FBI agent? Is this person not named because they are a confidential informant working for the FBI? And that has really been a huge part of the problem with the DOJ approach of, number one, incredibly sloppy document. I mean, I continue 15 months later to be noting that here's the Tario indictment, pages 9 and 10, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of just completely fuzzy, abstract, unrelated to the charge language. You know, this group of individuals did this. Okay, specifically who? Because you do have co-defendants, you have to delineate who did the exact, you know, action. This, you know, they assaulted police officers. Okay, every single one of them is a mob? You know, what are the allegations here? So the drafting is so poor that it's very difficult to try even to understand what the Department of Justice is charging. Number two, you get to paragraphs like this where they are trying to be mysterious and, you know, look like they know more than you know and that the grand jury is really their personal best friend.
Right.
And that doesn't help the cause of justice either.
Well,
so who is this first person to push through the line after essentially saying some great secret to a named defendant that encouraged him to follow? It's nonsense prosecution. The problem is there may actually be proper criminal charges to be laid against some of the defendants. But
right.
Exactly who and exactly which charges are being completely obstructed by the DOJ in its methods being used in these cases. So I don't think that there's a blanket answer of yes, the next president should simply pardon everyone. I don't think is actually correct or responsive of our true, properly functioning system of justice.
Okay. Which leads to my next question. So, is this set up to where we don't know what's what? Has all of this been manifested by this prosecution? And do you believe that they have and are holding and not sharing exculpatory evidence?
Good question. So, I think that my answer is two parts. And I do want to make sure that the listeners just are reminded, I do not represent any defendants in any of the pending cases. The cases have over them a uniform order concerning various of the materials not being released to the public, either by the DOJ or by defense counsel. So that is also a little bit tricky for me because there's more to know, I think, on both sides of so many of these cases. You know, I can take notes and say, oh, I'd love to see this, or there should be something that corresponds to that, and I'm not seeing that either. But I think the approach of the DOJ is to bury defense counsel, and that what is exculpatory, they are simply tossing the baby in with the bathwater over the heads of defense counsel. So that if, for example, let's rewind to a recent show we did discussing Joshua James taking a plea deal, and my concern, did he tell the police officer to get out, meaning get out of my way, I'm coming in, or did he ask the police officer, do you want help getting out and away from a line of skirmish he was already involved with?
Right.
So let's pretend that that's 5 seconds worth of video. But instead, you throw to Joshua James's attorney, you know, 27 different camera angles, hours of unedited footage, you don't pinpoint it, you know, and the poor solo practitioner or the poor small law firm of two or three attorneys who may be doing things at a discounted rate or not getting paid for their full time, et cetera, now is trying to figure out how many hours are there in a day that they can actually get through everything.
Sure.
So I do see that at least one attorney has actually been trying to alert Judge Maida that it is very difficult the way that the prosecution is pushing these large files in their direction, and he's wanting more specific outtakes as opposed to simply the entire unedited footage. But then I'm circular here, because what if the part they point you to actually isn't the part you need? It's a very tricky defense that they're trying to have to do. It's not like the good old days of one eyewitness and across the street, and ma'am, do you wear glasses? And
right.
How far can you see? You know, how many
right.
fingers am I holding up? Joe Pesci style. You know, now you have CCTV, you have everybody's GoPros that a lot of people have, you know, cameras mounted on them as they went there. They've got their cell phone smart data. They've got things they uploaded, things they deleted, and that then, you know, U.S. government has managed to retrieve using
hang on right there for
providers.
Hang on for me, Paloma. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Paloma Cabana. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We've gone quite a few places. I guess as all of this goes forward and everything, if it were to go on unobstructed, how long would it take them to get everybody out of the way? Can they get it done before Congress changes hands?
They're still charging people.
I mean,
I apologize, but that is the answer. Is we're still on Chapter 1.
Yeah.
So, no, that this definitely will not be flushed through before the midterm.
Now, could a new Congress come in?
Mm-hmm.
And instruct the DOJ. I mean, Congress can instruct the Supreme Court. Well, listen, guys, you don't actually have jurisdiction in this, right?
No, Congress has no authority over the judicial branch, nor does it over executive, which is where DOJ falls.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can cut all the funding. It could say, you know, you're down to 10 attorneys, but I don't know that that helps us as a country. There are still some prosecutions going on that I would like to see continue.
Sure.
It may not be January 6th, and that certainly is, you know, where I am focusing. But I think without question, Congress could conduct hearings into the quality of the prosecution, could examine publicly,
right,
and shame the Department of Justice, and could seek to influence, especially if we're headed toward a Republican retaking the White House, which I think is probable, you know, could certainly start working with candidates to help them develop platforms to help the country know that there is light at the end of the tunnel here, and we are going to work towards getting back to law and order. So, you know, Congress could lay some of the groundwork, work with candidates, really develop a nice message, and it could be, okay, this is rock bottom, and from here, then we turn a corner and really manage to spark the national discussion that we need to have, because it's not just the federal DOJ. We've got problems even with county-level district attorneys, and are they willing to prosecute? City-level, Los Angeles. Yeah, so let's announce to the criminals, we're not going to be prosecuting you unless it's a murder. And if it is a murder, we're simply going to charge and release.
Right.
So clearly there's a huge national discussion that we have not started to have. But let me give you one more paragraph out of the Terrio indictment to help drive home to our listeners part of why the DOJ is actually denigrating justice through its approach to these January 6th prosecutions. Here's just this tiny little paragraph, and they've got it under a heading called background. First of all, there's no proper section to a criminal indictment of background. That's just extraneous and should be stricken, and defense attorneys should be moving to strike this excess verbiage. But here's this paragraph. Terrio did not immediately comply with the order to leave the District of Columbia. After being turned away from the Phoenix Park Hotel, Terrio traveled to a nearby underground parking garage, cue the music, where he met with Elmer Stewart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, and other individuals known and unknown to the grand jury for approximately 30 minutes. During this encounter, a participant referenced the Capitol. Now, if you're just a member of John Q. Public and you're left-leaning, you're, like, salivating. We've got the leader of the Proud Boys and the leader of the Oath Keepers, and it's the day before January 6th. This is January 5th, and it's happening after dark. And the photograph that the Washington Post republished from, by the way, Saboteur Media Company. No address and no staff names or photographs on their website, P.S., here we've got Terrio in his sunglasses. We've got Rhodes with his eye patch. Okay, but look at that paragraph again. Terrio is ordered to leave the District of Columbia. How quickly do you expect him to get out if he can't get his car? Of course he's headed to a garage. Where does one park one's car in Washington, D.C.?
Right.
So this is not interesting. This particular segment had already aired on BBC Channel 4 in England last year. Reuters interviewed the people who were there with them in the photograph in the garage. But the DOJ is saying, with other persons known and unknown, one of those persons is an attorney. She happens to be the attorney for the Oath Keepers. Might that be a reason she would be with Stewart Rhodes? Sure. Is it possible that a man who just got indicted on charges in Washington, D.C. for burning the Black Lives Matter flag and possession of two large capacity magazines might want to hire an attorney? Or even if he has an attorney, might want to hear a little feedback from an attorney or update the attorney? Hey, this is what I was charged with. Gee, Kelly, what do you think? And the other woman in the photo, Bianca Garcia, head of Latinos for Trump. Okay, Kelly Soriano is also the attorney for that organization. How is this even interesting? According to Reuters, according to everybody interviewed, they bumped into each other in a parking garage. But here is what the DOJ is doing. Lawyers call it throwing the skunk in the jury box. Because even after the cute little fuzzy guy walks away,
yeah,
everybody still stinks.
Gotcha.
And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. In page after page, I don't know why the judges are putting up with it. I don't know why DOJ attorneys are not being sanctioned. And I sure as heck do not know why defense attorneys are not moving under federal laws of criminal procedure to strike all this surplusage from these indictments and these criminal complaints.
Right. And that
it doesn't belong there.
That was the question I was going to ask you. We only have a couple of minutes here, but the question I was going to ask you is this stuff that they put out, this false information, these false terms, and these laws that are being broken that don't actually exist as a law. Yes. Is that meant to prejudice a potential jury?
Sure.
Because once that time, it's not going to get taken back. I mean, it's the first thing out is going to be the prevalent thing, right?
Yes. Yes, and it creates a mood in the country, mood that is against anyone affiliated with a firearm, a mood against anyone who might want to join a militia, mood against anybody who might want to use a bullhorn or chant outside a building because they're trying to exercise their First Amendment rights of speech and assembly to call for change of the legislators who are inside. Yes. We absolutely need a national law center dedicated to the defense of the Second Amendment. Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything?
12 questions ahead, but there's my
opinion. Out of time. So we're gonna have to circle back here and do this again very shortly because I got so many questions about this. What can be done to prevent this happening again? That kind of stuff. In the interim, though, if you would be so kind, make sure that you tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you're publishing and putting out there.
Sure. My website is 2ampatriot.com. I have a new book coming out about the events of January 6th in 2 weeks. It's called 6x20, 20 Things You Need to Know About January 6th.
And if you're in Beaufort, North Carolina, looking for an antique credenza, she probably has it.
I just might.
You just might. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to the listeners for tuning in to Lock and Load.
Thank you. Hour number 3 is inbound. It's just going to be me and you or something. I don't even remember what I've got set up. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.